This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. So the Red Sox have dropped four of their first five games of the season. And because they're the Red Sox, it might feel as though they're already mathematically eliminated from contention. But there are still 157 games to play. And as our British sisters and brothers used to say, when they face much more daunting odds, keep calm and carry on.
Although on my recent trip to London, Anthony, I saw a poster that said, panic and freak out.
Were they talking about the Red Sox?
Perhaps. But things do look a lot better for the Bruins and the Celtics. So joining us now, as he does every Wednesday, is host of NPR's Only a Game, Bill Littlefield. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Meghna. 5 out of 6, but who's counting? And 256 left. They lost again this afternoon.
Oh, they lost again.
They did. Sorry. That wiped a smile off my face.
Can I go now?
You're all done. Thanks.
We have 4.5 minutes more to go in mourning. What's your take about this early slide?
Their pitchers can't get anybody out, and their hitters can't hit. Otherwise, they're looking good.
Otherwise, they're looking good.
Yeah.
But the pitching does look to be problematic. It does at this point.
Well, the portion of the pitching that doesn't look to be injured does, in fact, look to be a problem. I mean, what can you do but laugh? They come out of the gate 1-5, and this afternoon they went into the ninth inning. They got two guys on base with nobody out. They had the winning run at the plate, and they didn't score anything. So, that's the way it's gone so far in the early going.
Meanwhile, former manager Terry Francona, the guy that led the team to two World Series championships, turned down an invitation to be at the Red Sox at Fenway Park's 100th anniversary gala next week. He's unhappy about some stuff that leaked into the press about his leadership at the end of last season. Is he justified?
If somebody in the office employing you told the press that part of the problem last year was that you were on pain medication, would you be inclined to come back and shake hands with everybody and wave to the crowd? And nobody in the office is acknowledging that they said that. And, Terry Francona, I think, is well within his rights. He said, hey, get to the bottom of who said that about me. In other words, who made me the scapegoat for that tumble last fall? And we can shake hands and be friends again. But until you're willing to kind of fess up to what you said about me, no, I don't think so.
Sad state of affairs.
Well, Bill, if we can, let's turn to hockey, because the Bruins just ended the regular season with a 4-3 victory over Buffalo. NHL defending champion Bruins, I should say. Did they play like champs this season?
Well, they certainly have played like champs in terms of the goals they've scored. There's only one team in the NHL that scored more often than the Bruins have. Their goal differential is terrific. They're in second place in their conference, and they look to be very well prepared.
Do you think people will be kissing the Stanley Cup, drinking out of it?
I don't
soon
see why not.
Again?
It's very hard to repeat as Stanley Cup champions, but they've done the regular season work to put themselves in a good position, and I would say they have as good a shot as anybody.
So, more potentially good sports news. The Celtics soundly beat the Miami Heat last week. The team is playing like they mean it. Here's the Celtics star, Paul Pierce.
You know, we're a different team than we were at the beginning of the year. You know, 9 games left. We're starting to really come together. The confidence is growing with each and every game, you know. Playoffs are right around the corner. This is an opportunity for us to show the world that we still got a lot left in the tank.
So what do you think? Are they making a credible run for the playoffs, maybe beyond?
This is a team that wasn't supposed to have anything left in the tank, and they finished on top of their division. And, there's some teams around the National Basketball Association that have won more games than the Celtics, but they've got 3 games in a row. They beat the Heat, as you pointed out. This is a team that looks like they may at least give some of the other teams a real run in the playoffs.
So I got to bring this back to baseball, or maybe it's not so much about baseball than politics and the strength of Miami's Cuban exile community. But the Miami Marlins' brand new manager, the colorful Ozzie Guillen, told Time magazine that he admires Fidel Castro for managing to stay in power for so long. Miami's Cuban career was up in arms. And so the Marlins, did they do the courageous thing and say, you might disagree with Ozzie, but we support his right to express himself freely? That's what they said, right?
No, they took this line. Free speech in this country, so you can say anything you want, but if it's going to hurt us at the gate, we're going to suspend you.
For 5 games.
Yeah, 5 games. So far, that's where it stands.
Unbelievable.
Bill, we've just got a couple seconds, but I have to ask maybe the obvious question. Miami, would this have been happening if, say, he was in Minnesota?
Or in Chicago, where he used to work. It's a good question. I think probably there wouldn't have been the kind of furor that this story has generated. But Ozzie is somewhat notorious for running his mouth in one language or the other before he's engaged his brain in either one. And this is just the latest example of it. Good on him that he, in his press conference, at least as far as I could tell, he seemed to be acknowledging that he'd, you know, really blown it this time and shouldn't have said what he said, and said he'd been misinterpreted, but it was his fault that he'd been misinterpreted. He didn't at least try and blame it on the writer.
All right. Thanks for joining us. That's Bill Littlefield. He's host of Only a Game, which you can hear each Saturday at 7 a.m., again at 7 p.m., and you can always hear Bill Wednesdays right here on Radio Boston. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Anthony.